there are efforts being taken to reduce tobacco consumption, to reduce salt consumption, to detect hypertension more. So there are progress in many countries. But yeah, one of the significant developments is the launch of a new initiative called Resolve, where Bloomberg Philanthropies, the Gates Foundation, and Zuckerberg Chan Foundation have come together on improving the detection and treatment of hypertension and reduction of salt and trans fat consumption. This was going to be implemented in 10 big countries, including China, India, and others, in the years ahead, and hopefully should really make a difference in the number of people with hypertension.
So what should people know in terms of heart health today?
People should know that heart disease, mainly heart attacks and stroke, are the number one killer in the world, not only in rich countries, but also now in the poorer countries. That's one in three deaths are due to heart attacks or strokes. And most of these deaths can be prevented by changing what we eat in terms of reducing fat intake, reducing salt intake, reducing sugar intake, moving more, and of course not smoking. But also, many people don't know about hypertension, and hypertension is a major risk factor for heart disease. Today, more than 1 billion people have hypertension, and the vast majority of them don't know they have it. People need to check their blood pressure on a regular basis.
Can we be optimistic that we're moving in the right direction with prevention of heart disease?
We can be optimistic in the sense that we know what needs to be done, and some countries are taking action, but much more is needed and much faster. So in that sense, there's still a lot of work ahead.
Are we right to think of heart disease as mainly a first world problem?
No, it used to be like that. But now with the changes in the aging of the population, people live longer in all countries, as well as in the changes in our diets and the reduction in physical activity, increase of smoking in many developing countries. We are seeing that most heart attacks and strokes are now happening in developing countries. And that's where also we need to put most of our energy in order to prevent this looming epidemic to grow.